Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Preps Radio presents the high school baseball game of the week. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Platte Valley High School, it is tournament time as we get going in a regular season tournament. Two teams, two of the best teams in the state, 2A versus 3A today. The Lutheran Lions and the Highland Huskies, and we are just getting underway here. Huskies are the visiting team here today. Sawyer Fye leads things off, then Jordan Walkup and Mason Polk as we go. The Lions, number three in the 3A classification. Of course, Final Four last year, dropped a 2-1 decision to the Eaton Reds in the playoffs last year. And they've got on the hill here, left-handed pitcher, a senior. We got a pair of lefties today. Jaden Brown, 1-0, 5.83 ERA. Two balls and a strike here to Sawyer Fye, and the pitch is right down Main Street. Two balls and two strikes. Jaden Brown, we said 1-0, 5.83 ERA. Only six innings so far this year. Seven hits, five earned runs. Seven walks, but 15 Ks in six innings. That one fouled off the end of the bat by Fye, so he stays alive here. Two balls, two strikes. So just the start of the ballgame, pull up a chair, spend part of your Saturday morning with us. Early start here, 9 o'clock first pitch. 2-2 now as Jaden Brown, the lefty. Senior kicks and deals, and the pitch is inside to Fye, so he's gone the full count here. Three balls, two strikes. Lutheran Lions, 7-1 so far, 3-0 out of the Metro League, of course. We told you number three in the state. They've won six straight for Coach Scott Mormon. Here's the pitch. That's up, ball four. Think we're going to see some runs today. Two pitchers trying to figure it out. Jaden Brown giving up almost six runs a game. Sawyer Fye has a 7-0 ERA, but Sawyer's only thrown two innings for Highland so far this year. We had that game as Highland played Platte Valley that day. Beat him 7-3, but Fye needed some help that day on the hill. All right, Sawyer's down at first. Jordan Walkup to the plate here for the Huskies. Brown at the belt comes to the plate, and it's in for a strike. No balls and a strike here. Walkup at 500. Jordan 7 for 14 so far this year. Six extra base hits, four doubles, two triples. He's got three RBIs. Throw over to first, and Sawyer 5 back. They probably have a courtesy runner in there. I didn't hear it. They do. No? That is Fye? Yeah, it is Sawyer Fye, the pitcher who's going to run for himself here. Fye in this ballgame. We'll do the pitching for the Huskies here. Eight stolen bases this year for a team. Boy, if this number's right, 74 stolen bases for the Huskies already this year. Wow, this team likes to run. One ball, one strike. Walk up at the plate, Fye's at first. Just the start of the ballgame. Pitch to the plate, that one's off the catcher's mitt. It'll be a pass ball to the backstop, and Fye's down to second base. Lineup for the Huskies will look like this. Fye, then Jordan Walkup, as we said, the first two that we've seen hit here. Then Mason Polk at third base. Caleb Polk, his brother, is in center field. Sammy Nisdell's at second base today. That pitch missed away. Two balls and two strikes. Nathan Juarez will be back behind the dish for the Huskies today. Sawyer Morgan, the terrific basketball player, is out in left field. DJ Rogers at first, and Lane Stevens is in right field and hitting ninth for the Huskies here. So Fye's at second, one on, 2-2. Nobody out here in the top of the first. Jaden Brown, the lefty, looks back at second base, looks in at the shortstop and pitches to Jordan Walkup, and he fouls that one away. So it stays two balls, two strikes here. Huskies getting 13 runs a game this year offensively. They're hitting a team at team batting average of .405, 27 extra base hits. That's in six games, 20 doubles, six triples, and they've gone deep one time. Next pitch, that's down low, and he's gone full again. So a bunch of pitches for the lefty Jaden Brown here in the first inning. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out and Fye at second base. Huskies lost in the final eight last year in the 2A playoffs to Buena Vista. Comes back, and that pitch is hit to left field and deep. McNear's going back. The track, the wall, looks up, and she is gone. Two-run shot, Jordan Walkup. Well, you wonder how one of the best teams in 2A is going to do against one of the best teams in 3A. That's a great start for the Huskies today. Jordan Walkup, his first home run of the year, RBIs 4 and 5 for the senior. Big start for the Huskies here, the walk to Fye and the walk-up home run. So Jaden Brown, the senior lefty, will try to settle down here a little bit in the first inning. Mason Polk, third baseman for the Huskies, will stand in now. The junior hitting .529. He's 9-for-17 so far this year. Double, a triple, 8 RBIs. Lutheran defensively, Dorian Pacheco down at third. Ryan Griffin's the shortstop. Chance Sorensen and Luke Beiler on the right side of the infield. That's in for a strike. Drew McNear in left. Brady Webb's the center fielder. Eli Morgan is in right. Tanner Ray back behind the dish. And the senior lefty, Jaden Brown, already down 2-0. Pitching here to Mason Polk. That was is right down the middle. Struck him out looking. So one gone in the top of the first inning. Two runs in here for the Huskies. And Caleb Polk will come to the plate now. Caleb the senior. Mason's just the junior. Here's Brown to the dish, and that one is in for a strike. So 0-1. So now it looks like the lefty, Jaden Brown, starting to settle down a little bit, throw some strikes here. Brown comes back, and the 0-1 pitch. It's a weak little looper to left field. That may fall. It's a diving try, and what a catch. A layout catch in left field by Drew McNear. Fantastic play right there. Defensive gem. All those defensive gems brought to you, of course, by Steamway Floor to Ceiling. Right down there on 8th Avenue and Greeley. That pitch off the glove to the right side. And it's a ball and no strike. Sammy Nisdell, the second baseman. The ace for Highland this year on the hill. But he'll give way to Sawyer Fye today, to start at least. Brown comes back and it's bounced up to the plate. So two balls and no strikes. Two outs, top of the first, two runs in for the Huskies. I want to thank Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine, our pregame show sponsor, of course. Regardless of your age or athletic ability, perform at your peak with Proactive. More online at proactivecolorado.com, and that's another strike. Two balls, one strike here. Highland will play again today at 2 o'clock against Wiggins on this field. That's in for a strike. Two balls, two strikes. The Lions, on the other hand, will play right again, right after this. We will not have it on air, but they'll play the home team, the Platte Valley Broncos here. And that one hit him. So runner down to first is Nisdell. And Nathan Juarez will come to the plate.
Number six, Nick Juarez.
Juarez on the season so far. The junior at .286, four hits and 14 trips to the plate. Double, couple of RBIs on the season. That's a big number of extra base hits for the Huskies. 27 extra base hits. Now 28 with the Jordan walk-up home run here in the first inning. That one fouled away. Juarez was way late on it. Fouled it off near the Huskies dugout on the right-hand side. All right, the lefty, Jaden Brown, set to go again. Set at the belt, checks the runner at first. Brown, long time here between pitches. Now he deals. Swung on and missed, a high strike that time. And Juarez swung through it. So no balls, two strikes to Nathan. Sawyer Morgan out on deck here for the Huskies. Brown at the belt, checks the runner. The runner goes. Here's the throw down to second base on a high pitch. And that throw is high as well. It's a stolen base for Nisdell. So Sam down to second base. 75 stolen bases for this club? Wow. We're talking six games. Could that number be right? It's like 13 a game. That's crazy. That can't be right. I'm going to yield to my brain and say that's not correct. But if it is, wow. Next one back, and that's fouled away here at the plate. So Juarez hanging in there. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the first. Two runs in. The two-run shot is first of the year for senior Jordan Walkup. Brown set to go again for the Lions here. Peeks back at second base now. He may turn and shoot here. Doesn't. He comes to the plate instead, and that one's waved at and missed. So he struck him out. Two strikeouts in the inning, but Walkup, a two-run shot, his first of the year. Two runs, a hit for the Huskies. We'll go to the bottom of the first here in Kersey. It's the Huskies 2. The Lutheran Lions are coming up. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Do you drive a German car? The sophisticated electrical system on your BMW or Mini Cooper is demanding and needs a healthy battery as the heart of the system. Replacing these batteries before they fail is crucial to preventing additional system faults. Auto Taylor has the batteries with the correct fit and function for your Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. And they perform the specialized installation procedures as well. Auto Taylor on 16th Street in Greeley, where we've been tailoring your European automotive service needs for over 25 years.
Hi, I am Mike Leffler, and I am local. I sell insurance. The name of my company is Mike Leffler Insurance Agency with Goosehead. I have a digital app so you can see what type of plan works best for you. I can get insurance from over 20 carriers. I am direct and honest. That's why this radio ad is matter of fact. If you want insurance from a local guy that can help you get the best plan, then I'm your guy. Call me at 970-449-0286. Mike Leffler Insurance Agency.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
We go to the bottom of the first inning out here in Kersey. Clark Johnson with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Just a stone's throw. That is Mario and Destiny Gomez out there at Alliance Irrigation. Anything that has to do with water, Alliance Irrigation is your team. Located in Kersey, they'll help you with all of your irrigation needs. Their kiddo Dade Gomez is going to be playing in the next one for the Platte Valley Broncos. We have the Lions and the Huskies today. Number three team in 3A, the Lutheran Lions. Down 2-0 to the number four team in 2A, the Highland Huskies. Two of the best, though. We were talking to Dayspring Christian coach Mark Welsh the other day, and he said, yeah, he said he thinks Peyton and Highland are the certainly the two teams to beat out of the 2A class this year. So we'll see how that goes. Lions have won six in a row. Drew McNear will lead off and play left field. Tanner Ray will bat second. He's the catcher. Dorian Pacheco, remember him from last year. He's the third baseman. This is the team that dropped that final four game 2-1 to the Eaton Reds before the Reds went on and won the state championship, their 12th in school history. Luke Byler will hit fourth. Brady Webb is going to hit fifth and play center field. First pitch is outside. It's a ball and no strikes to Drew McNear here. Then you get Eli Morgan, Chance Sorensen, Jet Misano, and Ryan Griffin. Line up for your Lions today. That pitch on the outside corner for a strike. One ball, one strike. Sawyer Fye, we saw him pitch against the Broncos here a little bit earlier in the season. 1-0, 7.00 ERA. Just went two innings. Had trouble with control. He had walked five in those two innings. That's in for a strike. So good sign for Sawyer Fye, the lefty here. As the senior gets ahead. One ball, two strikes here to McNear. Fye comes back. Breaking ball outside corner. It's a beauty. Sawyer Fye shows off the breaking stuff right there. Little backdoor curveball that McNear just looked at. Couldn't do anything with it. Tanner Ray, the catcher, coming up now. Lions averaging 11 runs a game. 33 extra base hits in eight games. They love to slap the baseball. 21 doubles, eight triples. They've gone deep as a team four times. All right, Tanner Ray steps in now here for Lutheran. Ray at 409, 9 for 22 on the season here so far. And it's a ball and a strike here to Tanner Ray, the junior catcher. Five doubles for Ray, four runs driven in on the year. All right, five set to go again. Senior looks in to get a sign here. Comes to the plate, the breaking ball that time, didn't get enough of it. And it's two balls and a strike here. Junior Mason Polk down at third base. Jordan Walk up to seniors at shortstop. Sammy Nisdell, another senior over at second base. And DJ Rogers, the freshman at first. Sawyer Morgan, another freshman in left field. That one hit him. Fastball, he wore it. And Tanner Ray's down to first base. Kayla Polk in center. Lane Stevens is your right fielder. And Nathan Juarez back behind the dish. All for the left-hander, Sawyer Fye. All right, Dorian Pacheco is going to come to the plate here. Pacheco, leading hitter on the team at 519, 14 for 27 this year. Second in the club in ribbies with 10. Fye's going to visit first base, and back on his belly is Tanner Ray. Fye set to go again. Senior kicks and deals. Pitch low and away. And it's a ball and no strikes here to Dorian Pacheco. Huskies defensively are just yielding three runs a game so far. The team ERA sits at 2.84. Five errors in six games. They've played really well defensively. Throw over to first and the runner back in. Most coaches in high school are going to take an error to an error and a half a game. That's not a bad deal at all. It's when you get three, four errors a game, that's trouble. One ball, no strikes. Fye at the belt, the runner goes. Pitch is swung on and missed. Here's the throw down to second base on a hop, and it's way late. So stolen base here for Tanner Ray. Thank another one of our great sponsors, our first pitch sponsor, J9 Agencies in Ault. That's Mike and Janine Freeman, Terry Gertz out there. They've been around for 24 years, want to help you do things right. All coming to you from the J9 Agencies in Ault. Pitch to the plate here is chopped foul. I thought that was off his foot, but it's not. Fye down to pick it up, will underhand to first. DJ's there to record the out, and there is two away. Runner down to third. So the slow roller acts like a sacrifice. Luke Byler will come to the plate here. Tanner Ray over at third, and the Lions would love to get one of the two back that the Huskies got here in the top of the first. And now we get a courtesy runner. So Lions take Ray out, and he'll come back in and catch, of course. And to the plate here is Luke Byler. This is your team leader in runs batted in. He's got 12 on the year. Couple of doubles, couple of triples, and he fouls one away. No balls and a strike. Two outs, bottom of the first. 2-0 Huskies. A two-run shot by senior Jordan Walk up in the first inning. Fye set to go again. Out of the windup, and here's the pitch. That one missed away. Knocked away by Nathan Juarez, but he'll chase it down. Big day of Major League Baseball coming up, and if you're a golf fan, one of the biggest days, of course, the next 2 days. Going to see Scotty Scheffler. Last I saw, five-stroke lead in the Masters. That one's high and away right there, and it's two balls and a strike. Huskies trying to get out of the first unscathed here. 2-0 advantage. Brady Webb, the center fielder, on deck if they get there. Fye comes back. 2-1 pitch by the senior lefty is in at the letters for a strike. 2-2. Fye set to go again. Comes back in the pitch. I missed that one inside. Smart as he is, Fye starts to run to the plate to cover, but the ball didn't squirt away from Juarez too far. All right, full count. Here's the pitch on the way, 3-2. Inside, ball got away. He's coming to the plate, and there's no one there. Interesting, Fye started to look to go to first on the play, and kind of gaffed it mentally there. Didn't cover home plate. I don't know that they would have got him anyway. But the run in, probably call that one a pass ball, but it's a run on a walk. Beiler's down to first. It's a 2-1 ball game. Dodgers and Rockies will go tonight, 6:10 here on KFKA, so stand by, see if the Rocks can get their first of the year after dropping a 5-3 decision yesterday. That one's down low. 2-1 Huskies here in the first. Two outs, runner down at first is Luke Beiler. Brady Webb is at the plate here for the Lions. Webb at 333, he's 9 for 27, five runs driven in. And it's two balls and no strikes. That pitch missed as well. Kind of a crisp, cool morning here in Kersey. No real breeze or wind to speak of. Outfielders are straight away, and that one's all the way to the backstop. So Fi airmails that one. Runner moves to second base on the wild pitch. Sawyer's had some good pitches in the inning, but he's also shown some signs of wildness, which was his issue against the Broncos earlier this year on this field, on this mound. Three balls, no strikes. First base open, and Brady Webb waits, and that one hit him. Second hit batter of the inning, along with a walk. And now you have first and second and two outs, and the right fielder, Eli Morgan, is going to come to the plate here. And they're going to have a meeting at the mound with the coaches here, so it gives us a chance to talk about a couple of our sponsors, AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. My buddy Don Scott out there, thank him so much for what he does for me, my family, keeping us on the road, chugging down the road with that 20-year-old car we've got. Just keeps starting every day, and we appreciate the guys at AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland. Got that new store out right across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower there in Loveland, so Dave's your guy in Loveland, and Lance is your guy in Fort Collins. It is the great folks at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. All right, at the mound, they break up the meeting. I think they're just trying to settle Sawyer and Fi down just a little bit here in the first inning. Two hit batters, a walk, one run in for the Lions, but still, you lead 2-1 in the ballgame. Eli Morgan will jump in here. Morgan's 4 for 16 on the season so far, so a 250. Double, a triple, three runs batted in. Pitch to the plate, ground ball to shortstop. Walkup's going to pick this one up, toss it over to third base where Mason Polk is standing, and that'll take care of the Lions in the first inning. One run, no hits against Sawyer Fi. We'll come back with our second inning here in Kersey. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we move to the second inning out here. Non-conference baseball today is the Lutheran Lions out of the Metro League. 3A, number 3 team in the state against the Highland Huskies, the number 2, number 4, 2A team. Let's get those numbers right. Huskies out of the 1A, 2A Mile High, of course. Both playoff teams, Huskies to the final 8 last year in the 2A ranks, Lions to the final 4 in the 3A ranks. And left-handed senior Jaden Brown set to go in the second, and the first one way outside off the catcher's glove to the backstop. So we've already had one inning. We've had two walks and three hit batters. And a two-run shot by Jordan Walkup as well. Sawyer Morgan for the Huskies here. Pitch on the way, and he goes to right field. Base hit. In to pick it up is Eli Morgan. And Sawyer Morgan, no relation, is on at first with another base hit. Saw Sawyer playing basketball for Pete Freeman's team this year. And as a freshman, so impactful. A double-double kid. But then to find out that baseball is his game, this kid can really, just a dynamic athlete. All right, speaking of impactful freshmen, DJ Rogers is going to step up to the plate right here. Rogers at 5.38. 7 hits, 13 trips. Takes the first one away. It's a ball and no strikes. Lane Stevens, the right fielder, out on deck with Morgan at first. Pitch to the plate, slap to the right side, foul. So it's a ball and a strike here to DJ. At the belt here now is Jaden Brown, and he's going to throw over to first base. Rogers had some kind of an injury this year that kept him off the basketball court, but I hear for the Huskies he'll be on the court with Pete Freeman's team next year. 1-1 pitch on the way to DJ. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. It's a ball and two strikes. Lions will play at 2 o'clock again against the the Huskies will play at 2 o'clock again against Wiggins. Lions will turn around and play very next game here on this field against the home team, the Platte Valley Broncos. Ball and two strikes. Morgan a lead at first. The pitch is away. So two balls and two strikes. Probably a good chance either one of these pitchers would be out after three innings or so today. One, throwing a lot of pitches, and two, there's pitch counts on a lot of these kids early in the season here. To the plate again, that one slapped right back up the middle. Can they get it? No, it's into center field. Couple of base hits for the Huskies here in the inning. So two on, nobody out, and Lane Stevens will come to the plate. And here comes Scott Horman out to talk to his pitchers, and, the entire infield is going to come in and gather around him, so pretty cool stuff right there. Thank you to Mike Loeffler at Goosehead Insurance. Integrity and honesty, it's that simple when working with Mike. Look him up on Facebook at Mike Loeffler, Goosehead Insurance. Also, if you're out driving around Highway 85 out there headed towards Eaton, stop in. A&W in Eaton will take care of you, or order online. They'll deliver it to you. Uber Eats will come deliver from A&W in Eaton. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, folks. They'll simply take care of you. All right, meeting at the mound is done. Same thing the Huskies did. Just go out, kind of settle down your pitcher a little bit.
Now batting, number 21, Lane Stevens.
So runners at the corners here for the Huskies. Nobody out in the second inning with a 2-1 advantage. And Lane Stevens is the right fielder. He'll come to the plate now for Keith Juarez's team. Stevens on the season, 6 for 15, so put him right at 400. Three ribbies, see what the junior can do here. Pitch on the outside corner for a strike. No balls, one strike. Second inning, 2-1 Huskies. Brown set to go again, checks his runners. They're at the corners here. And the pitch to the plate waved at and missed. And it's 0-2. The senior southpaw here needs a K in this spot. See if he can get it. DJ's away from first. Sawyer Morgan away from the bag at third. There goes DJ. Pitches high. Throw down to second base. They're going to get him by a mile here. DJ's out. The throw was high, but they had time to get DJ, and there's one away. Morgan has to hold at third, so that's a big out for the Huskies, for the Lions, I should say. And now Brown can make a shorter work of the inning if he can come get the nine-hole hitter Lane Stevens here. Brown at the belt. The senior comes back in the 1-2. Inside corner, yes, struck him out. So two down. After the Huskies get runners at the corners with nobody out, there's two away and a runner at third.
Sawyer Fye,
the pitcher, will come to the plate here. He walked his first time up in the first inning and scored on the two-run shot by Jordan Walkup. The pitch is right down Main Street for a strike. No balls, one strike. Huskies trying to stay undefeated, 6-0 on the year. That pitch missed away. It's a ball and a strike. First meeting with Lutheran, at least in the last 17 years or so. That's as far as I could go back. Pitch here, and that's up. So it's two balls and a strike here. Walk up on deck after that two-run shot in the first inning. Might have a chance here in the second. 2-1, 5 from the left side. Lefty on lefty here. Comes back in the pitch. He started to offer, and nope, it's in for a strike. Thought maybe that was high and tight, but 2-2. Brown working a little quicker now at the belt, and the senior comes back. 2-2 pitch. Fouled off left side. Fye stays alive here. Just slapped it foul. Outfield pretty much straight away against Fye here. Center fielder Brady Webb, maybe a step or two to the right side. Pitch here, tried to come inside on him and didn't get him. It's 3-2. So first base open, but another dangerous hitter, as we said. Walkup hit one over the left field fence his first time. Three balls, two strikes. Brown at the belt. Senior comes back. Payoff pitch. Inside corner, got him. Yeah, those were questionable, I'll say that. Bidding on the edge of both being balls, but they get the strike call. So the Huskies, a couple of base hits to begin the second, leave runners at, they leave a runner at third. They had first and third, nobody out, though. We'll go to the bottom of the second here in Kersey. It's 2-1. Huskies over the Lions. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I am Mike Leffler, and I am local. I sell insurance. The name of my company is Mike Leffler Insurance Agency with Goosehead. I have a digital app so you can see what type of plan works best for you. I can get insurance from over 20 carriers. I am direct and honest. That's why this radio ad is matter of fact. If you want insurance from a local guy that can help you get the best plan, then I'm your guy. Call me at 970-449-0286. Mike Leffler Insurance Agency.
When you think home improvement, you think Steamway floor to ceiling. When you think cleaning, you absolutely should think Steamway floor to ceiling. We specialize in carpet, tile, granite, and duct cleaning. Family owned and operated for almost 50 years, Steamway Floor to Ceiling's professional cleaning services will keep your castle looking brand new. One great company, two great services. Call 353-0133 and talk to one of our talented consultants, or check us out online at steamwayftc.com.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
To the bottom of the second inning, a regular season tournament out here in Kersey. Lutheran Lions, number three team in the state in the 3A ranks, against number four Highland. They're a 2A club. And the Huskies right now a 2-1 advantage on a two-run shot by Jordan Walkup in the first. Lions countered with one in the bottom of the first. Now we'll see what they do in their home half here. They are the home team on this field here, one of the best facilities in the state of Colorado, no doubt about it. Baseball facility, softball facility, just top of the ledge. The best football stadium I've been in. It's just crazy stuff, and they just redid the whole gym out here. Be hard-pressed to find a better bunch of sports facilities at any school in the area. All right, let's get to it. Chance Sorensen, Jet Mizano, and then Ryan Griffin. You've got 7-8-9 here for the Lions. Huskies are 6-0 on the year. The Lions have won six straight. Their only loss this year for Lutheran was to 5A Cherokee Trail. Pitch to the plate here. Swinging a drive. Left field, that's going to drop in. It's going to go to the fence, actually, between the left and center fielders. Back to get the baseball here. is Sawyer Morgan. He'll get the replay. They're going to third. They may have him. The throw to third. He is out. What a relay. Morgan to Jordan Walkup, and he goes to Polk. 7-6-5, and they got him trying to get three. So a double for Sorensen, but he's out. Going to third. Great relay. Perfect teamwork. And the Huskies keep him off the bases. So Jet Maisano, the DH, will come to the plate here. He's hitting for the pitcher, Jaden Brown. Pitch on the way there, and that one's down low. Squeeze between the legs of Nathan Juarez. It's a ball and no strikes. Ryan Griffin out on deck. Talked about the Huskies and their defense. Just five errors in six games so far. And boy, that looks like a team that that practices well. Got all the relays right on the nose there. Two balls, no strikes here. Tua to Maisano has took something off of it, and he swings through it and misses. It's two balls and a strike here. Maisano on the year, limited at bats. He's 3-for-6 so far. Bye comes back. Good. Breaking ball. Down low, though. Two balls and a strike. Maisano started to offer at it, then checked his swing. I just didn't think he could do anything with it. Got a break as it fell below the knees. Three balls and a strike here. Fye comes back, and the 3-1 is in for a strike. A run on a hit for the Lions so far. Two runs on three hits for the Huskies. This one grounded to first. Oh, DJ. Rogers pulls his head. That's an E3 as it goes down the right field line, and they kick it again. And they'll get into second base. If you really want to score that correctly, you get an E3 and an E9 on the same play. And Maisano's into second base. Well, that's just like calling it a no-hitter when you're not supposed to say anything about it. I said, boy, they're a great defensive team, and DJ pulls his head at first base. So runner at second, and Maisano and Ryan Griffin, the shortstop, comes to the plate here. Lions trying to get it even with a base hit. Pitch swung on and missed. Griffin had a big cut at that one. Griffin at 444, 8 hits and 18 at-bats. A home run, a double. He's driven in 7 runs this year. Fye at the belt, a look at second, comes in and delivers right down Main Street. No balls, 2 strikes. Sawyer Fye, left-hander, set to go again. Senior eyes second base, comes to the plate, and that one's down low, chipped away there by Juarez, and he'll go out and chase it down. So it's a ball and 2 strikes now. One out here, bottom of the second inning. 2-1, Huskies in front. Lions trying to tie it. Fye comes set at the belt again. Leads at second. Here's the pitch, and that one did not get the inside corner. And so you're 2-2. Leadoff hitter Drew McNear is out on deck. Lions have a terrific program. At least 15 straight years with a winning record. Could not find one on Max Preps that shows a losing record for this club. Throws back to second base here, and the runner back easily. Maisano sits second, aboard on an error. Griffin's at the plate. That one's up in the zone. Juarez had to jump up and get at the catcher that time. So thanks to, in part, the Highland defense, we're not tied because the double by Sorensen, he tried to stretch it into a triple, and the relay worked perfectly to get him at third. Else he's in, and we're even. Next one bounced up there. Juarez, good block to keep the runner at second. It's ball 4. Keeps Maisano at second, at least for the time being. 2 on and 1 out, and Drew McNear is coming to the plate. McNear, a strikeout victim, his first time for the Lions. Lutheran, of course, in the 3A Metro. They're ranked number 3. Kent Denver is ranked number 10. And now Bach. Fife started to come forward with the delivery and maybe just bad footing or tripped on the hill a little bit. Wasn't able to release the baseball, and it's a balk. So everybody moves up 90 feet. Yeah, Mile High. I mean, you always hear Faith Christian, Peak to Peak, Colorado Academy, those teams in the 3A state tournament. That pitch missed inside. It's a ball and no strikes. But this year, Lutheran's the cream of the crop there. And as we said, Kent Denver's the only other top 10 team in the conference so far. Faith Christian's 3-6 so far. Kent's 4-1. Lutheran's 7-1 here today. Fye comes back. Big breaking ball stayed up that time. So two balls, no strikes. First base is open here, but if you walk McNear here, you're going to the 2, 3, and 4 hitters with the bases loaded. Fye in a bit of a jam here in the second inning. At the belt, the senior comes back, and the pitch missed it all the way to the backstop. Here comes the runner. Do they get him at the plate? The throw, now, wasn't going to get him anyway. He's up underneath the tag. So wild pitch gets the run in there. Ryan Griffin goes down to third base. And we're even at 2 here in the second inning. Should be a nice day out here in Kersey. Come on out, catch a few more games. Platte Valley Broncos and the Lutheran Lions here at 11:30. Tournament games, so first one we've done in a while where there's a cap time limit on the game. 2 hours is the drop-dead time. Five deals in the pitch. Did that nick him? It did. Got him on the shoulder. That's the third hit batter. If that wasn't just ball four, that was the third hit batter for Sawyer Fye here. Tanner Ray will come to the plate. Runners at the corners now for Lutheran in a 2-2 tie with one out here in the bottom or the top of the third inning. I'm sorry, bottom of the second. Fye's at the belt, checks his runners. Pitches way inside. Runner goes late from first base, and there's no throw. So McNear's down to second, and the Lions are set up here to get a crooked number in the second inning. Second and third, one out. And that out was Chance Sorensen, who tried to stretch a double into a triple. Ball and no strikes, pitch to the plate. Again inside, two balls, no strikes. All right, 2-0 to Tanner Ray. Right-hand hitting catcher up for the Lions here. Bottom of the second, 2-2 tie. Pitch inside corner, no, didn't buy it. It's three balls and no strikes here. Fye comes back, 3-0, got away all the way to the backstop. This one's going to score a run. Oh, and he threw it home, and Fye was trying to cover. He's going to have to go back dead ball. It hit the runner coming across the plate. That was unexpected and probably didn't feel great. So Griffin's in to score. So here's Pacheco. You've got Ray at first. McNear's at third now. Two runs in the inning, and it's a 3-2 game. I take that back. He went to third. He went back to third on the dead ball. So still 2-2. Bases loaded, though, here. Yeah, ball went to the backstop on the previous batter, but it hit him, so dead ball there. There's a good pitch outside corner. One ball, one strike. Oh, Sawyer Fye, the lefty, needs a little bit of help here in the second inning. Bases loaded, tie game, one out. Fye set to go from the windup, delivers breaking ball, missed it. Juarez blocked it, tries to find it and does. So it's two balls and a strike now. Pacheco bounced out to the first baseman, or to the pitcher his first time, that little dribbler up along the line. Two balls and a strike. Fi comes back. Pacheco takes the inside. That dusted him back a little bit. It's 3-1. And nowhere to put him. Three balls and a strike. 2-2 tie here. Highland and Lutheran on Preps Radio for you early this morning on a Saturday. Fi comes back, 3-1. And that one's popped up. That could be a break for the Huskies. Sammy Nisdell at second base, right in the middle of the infield. And that's it's an infield fly anyway. So two away. That's a big out. And Luke Byler, the team leader in RBIs, the four-hole hitter, will jump up here for the Lions. Courtesy runner over at first base for Tanner Ray. They've done that twice where Ray gets a board, they'll leave him on base, and then as soon as they get that second out, they go to the courtesy runner, probably so he can go get his gear on, is my guess. Got a game with time limit, you got to be efficient. Pitch to the plate, waved at and missed by Byler. No balls and a strike. Would be huge for Sawyer Fi and for the Huskies to get out of this with just a run in the inning. Fi comes back, and the 0-1 hit him. I think it hit him. Maybe it. No, I guess it didn't. He ducked under it, but the run scores. Boy, everybody in the booth says it hit him. But the batter would know. He'd be walking down to first base. That's sure, that was an optical illusion. All right, so scoring is Ryan Griffin. McNear goes to third, Rays to second. And the Lions have their first lead of the day, 3-2. That one waved at and missed. Good fastball. It's 1-2. The advantage to being wild is, boy, it's hard to dig into the fastball when you don't know where the ball is going to go. Sawyer Fi set to go again. One ball, two strikes, two outs here. Twice Fi looked like he was going to go from the windup and deliver there. Now he's going to back off and come from the belt. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball outside corner. Couldn't get it to bend in. So two balls, two strikes, two outs, and a long second inning here in Kersey. 3-2 Lutheran on top of Highland here. Fi at the belt again. Senior comes to Byler, and that one smacked him. Wow. 1, 2, 3 hit batters. Is that right? And 3 hit batters, 3 walks, I think, so far for Fi.
Number 7, Brady Webb.
Well, that loads him up here. No harm, no foul if you get this guy. Brady Webb, he was hit by a pitch in the first inning. So Fi plunked 2 in the first. He plunked 1 here. And that pitch missed. It's a ball and no strikes. Jaden Brown has hit a Highland Husky today, too. So both pitchers trying to find their rhythm on the mound here. 3-2 ball game. Fi comes back. Breaking ball in for a strike. One ball, one strike. Brady Webb hit by a pitch his first time at the plate right here. Webb on the season at 333, 9 for 27, 5 ribbies. 5 extra base hits leads the club. A home run, a triple, 3 doubles for Brady. Pitch is right in there for a strike. So ball, 2 strikes. Runner comes home, and they throw home, and he's safe. So they'll steal home. Everybody moves up now, and it's a 4-2 Lions lead. So 4-2 for Lutheran, trying to win their 7th in a row here. Jordan Walk up a 2-run homer in the first for the Huskies, but the Lions have now responded with 4 straight. Webb waits, 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, hit off the fist, foul. Next week for us on Preps Radio, just one game. It'll be Thursday. That one swung on and foul tipped into the catcher's glove, and that'll do it. Thursday we'll have Resurrection Christian going to Eaton. Patriot League action this coming Thursday on Preps Radio. All right, Lions get three runs in the second inning on one hit. We'll come back with our third inning in a moment here in Kersey. It's Lutheran 4, Highland 2. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, we go to the third inning here in Kersey. Lutheran leading Highland 4-2 after two innings. Four runs, one hit for the Lions. Two runs and three hits for the Highland Huskies. That's your CNH Solutions scoring summary. Your CNH Solutions, your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Give them a call today, 970-834-2247, or check them out at CNHSolutions.com. Jaden Brown, the lefty, set to go again. One ball, no strikes. Now it's 2-0. Jordan Walkup, two-run shot, his first of the year in the first inning. Then Mason Polk and Caleb Polk. Brown comes back. First time he's been on the hill with the lead today, and that's a strike, 2-1. Lions have a 2.68 earned run average as a team, so they pitched well. That one missed away. It's 3-1. Senior comes back. Lefty's pitch, ball four, just like that. Jordan Walkup's on. So a runner down at first for the Huskies. And Mason Polk will come to the plate here. Strikeout victim his first time. All right, runner away from the bag at first, and Jordan Walkup. Mason Polk waits. Left-hander Jaden Brown deals, pitch to the plate, swings and fouls it away. Just chopped it to the right side, foul, and it's no balls and a couple of strikes. Thanks to the Big E out there listening out in Fort Collins. Eric Sampson reminding me that today the Fort Collins Lambkins will be at home. 12 o'clock game for Wags and company today. They'll take on Columbine at noon at Fort Collins High School today. 4-2 here. Huskies down by a pair. Brown will visit first base and Walkup slides back in. Huskies have been perfect. In fact, the game against the Platte Valley Broncos out here is the closest any team's been to them this year. That one missed away. A throw down to first, runner back in. Huskies beat the Broncos 7-3. Earlier this year on this field. Set to go again as Brown comes to the plate, and that's one's up and away a little, and it's two balls and a strike here. Jordan Walkup down at first base, 15 stolen bases to lead the club this year. Brown at the belt, deals waved at and missed by Polk. So two balls and two strikes. Mason struck out his first time. Came in with a blazing bat, 9 for 17, hitting 529 and 8 RBIs. Walkup a lead at first. There he goes. Pitch waved at and missed. Going to get a strikeout, throw him out. Down to second base. He's under it. Stolen base. I think the Lutheran fans want to argue that. Yeah, they're going to go out and have a word. It looked like he was out from here, just saying. Thought it was a strikeout, throw him out. It is a strikeout, so one away. Yeah, no doubt the ball was ahead of Walkup getting there, but the question is, and we won't see a replay, of course, but did he get his hand around it or under it? And umpire's trying to explain that to him right now as Coach Horman's out there. So one out, runner down to second base here for the Huskies. Lutheran coach gets his 2 cents worth, and Caleb Polk will jump to the plate. Now, Caleb flew out to left field his first time. Chance for the Huskies to cut the lead in half here with a base hit. 4-2 Lutheran. Top of the third inning here in Kersey. Brown at the belt deals, and starting to offer at it was Caleb Polk, and decided to hold back, but it's a strike at the letters. No balls and one strike. Set to go again is Brown. Checks the runner at second. Now he's going to turn and throw, and he just bluffs at second off the rubber there. So it's back to the rubber. He goes no balls, one strike, and Caleb Polk waits. Senior comes back to the plate, waved at and missed again. So 0-2 here to Caleb. Sam Nisdale, the second baseman for the Huskies, out on deck. Back to the plate, fastball there. Good zip on the fastball, but missed it way outside. It's 2-2. Set to go again is Brown. Lefty kicks and deals. Did he get the outside corner? No. Yeah, that's what I just saw, 2-2 from the umpire as well. Two balls, two strikes. One out here in the third inning. Brown to the plate. Little chopper back to the box. Boy, he didn't even look at the runner there. Turns and throws him out at first. Ball hit back to Jaden Brown, and Jordan Walkup was halfway to third base. He could have made a play on him, but instead gets the out, which isn't going to hurt him if they go get the next out.
No batter. Number 7, Sam Nisdale.
So Sammy Nisdale will come to the plate here, the second baseman, with a chance to cut this lead. But now two outs for the Huskies. Brown deals and hit him right in the helmet. Wow. It's hit the batter day. Wow. Sawyer Fye has tagged three Lutheran hitters, and now the lefty for Lutheran, Jaden Brown, has drilled two Huskies today. Five hit batters today. So down to first base is Nisdale. He'll take a little walk down the first base line into the outfield there. That's got to be something, getting plunked in the head like that. Keith Warr is out to talk. He's talking with Coach Horman over there. All right, they're set to go again. 4-2 here in the third inning. Been a wild one already out here today. Nisdale down at first after getting smacked. First and third, two outs. Nathan Juarez trying to make him pay. And that one's fouled away to the right side out of play. So no balls and a strike. Juarez struck out his first time. Now set to go again. Here's the look in the pitch. To the plate, again fouled away right side and out of play. So quickly 0-2, right where Jaden Brown wants to be, with Nathan Juarez and two outs and runners at the corners. Brown at the belt again, checks his runners, comes to the plate 0-2, fastball missed away. And it's a ball and two strikes. Sawyer Morgan out on deck for the Huskies. Morgan carrying a hot bat as well. 1-2. At the belt, looking to go. There goes the runner. Pitch fouled away again. Right side out of play. So Nathan Juarez holding tough at the plate. A ball and two strikes. Two outs here, top of the third inning. Lutheran 4, Highland 2. Highland trying to stay undefeated. Lutheran's trying to win their seventh in a row. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball outside corner. Got him. Huskies gone in the third inning. No runs, no hits. A walk and a hit batter. We'll go to the bottom of the third here in Kersey. It's 4-2 Lutheran in front this time out. Brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
In 2015, Alliance Irrigation brought top-notch service to Northern Colorado. Alliance Irrigation has four locations in three states, so you can say our experience in irrigation is well-rounded, not to mention being a Rinky dealer since 1992. We pride ourselves in customer relationships. We are here to be a part of your community. Give Alliance Irrigation a call at 970-353-1621. Alliance Irrigation is rapidly growing and looking to expand our team. Come by and fill out an application at 206 Hill Street in Kersey or give Mario a call at 970-616-2451.
It's always a great time for A&W Sweets and Treats.
Stop by your local A&W and try the Root Beer Cream Freeze. Crafted with creamy vanilla soft serve, fizzy and refreshing signature A&W Root Beer made fresh in the restaurant, perfectly blended for a treat that sips like a shake and tastes like a float. Come try one today at A&W in Eaton, just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Bottom of the third inning here in Kersey. Preps Radio game of the week here on a Saturday morning. Clark Johnson with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. And the third-ranked number three team in the state in 3A, that's Lutheran Lions, lead 4-2 over the Huskies from Highland, number four in the 2A ranks. We'll see. Jordan Walkup hit a two-run shot in the first inning. Huskies got the early lead, but the Lions have answered back with four of their own, and we'll see what they do here in the bottom of the third inning they'll have. Looks like Eli Morgan to lead things off here. Unless I got that. Who do you have leading off this one, this inning? Is it Morgan? I didn't put down my last out of the last inning. I think that was Brady Webb who was out.
Leading off for the Lions, number 23, Eli Morgan.
Yeah, here's Morgan to the plate. Bounced out his first time. Sawyer Fye, the senior, set to go in the lefty, deals high. It's a ball and no strikes. Third inning of work for Fye. Sawyer set to go again. The lefty kicks and deals, and the pitch is a breaking ball. That's inside. Three walks for five, four hit batters. So basically seven free passes. He's only given up the one hit. That was Chance Sorensen, who tried to turn a double into a triple and was thrown out at third base. That one's fouled away off to the right and out of play. So two balls and a strike here. So you have Eli Morgan, the six-hole hitter, then Chance Sorensen and Jet Maizano. 6-7-8 for the Lions here in the last of the third. Breaking ball hit down to third base. Couple of hops. Mason Polk, the junior, across to first. High throw. It's offline. And it's a throwing error, an E5. So the Huskies, who had played clean baseball coming in, not as clean today. Second error for the Huskies, who had only six errors in the first five games. Take that back, five errors in the first six games. So less than an error a game, but they got two here today in the first two innings plus. Five set to go here to Chance Sorensen, and that's in for a strike. No balls and one strike. Eli Morgan down at first base here. Morgan, a couple of stolen bases this year. Here's a throw over to first base. Talking about speed on the bases, you can improve your speed with all your athletic training. Get it done at SOAR. That stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen. SOAR will deliver the training for your high school athlete to dominate regardless of sport. And that hit him? Wow, that's the fifth hit batter for Sawyer Fye today. They probably don't have this in any record book out here, but how many can you hit in one game? We're in the third inning. Nobody out here. He's plunked five Lutheran Lions in the game already. So two on for the Lions here in the third. Jet Maizano, the DH, will come to the plate. Five set to go, deals, breaking ball. That's a good pitch, outside corner for a strike. So 0-1 to Maizano. He was aboard on an error by the first baseman DJ Rogers in the second. Eventually came around to score one of the four runs for the Lions today. Around as if to bunt. Let's see if he pulls back on this. Five delivers, stays bunting, and pulls back on the pitch, and it's a ball and a strike. Pitch was inside and high. So one ball, one strike here. Two runs in the first for the Huskies, a run in the first for the Lions, and three in the second. Trying to add to that here in the third inning. Five to Bell, checks his runners. Sawyer comes back to the plate. Around to bunt again is Maizano, and he fouls this one away. So it's a ball and two strikes, and we'll see if Coach Horman takes the bunt off here with two strikes. At the belt here is Sawyer Feigen. Looks at the runners as he's got traffic in each inning. Sawyer comes to the plate, tried to get the outside corner and missed. It's 2-2 now. Ryan Griffin, who walked his first time and scored, he's out on deck. The nine-hole hitter for the Lions here. Fye at the belt, again checks the runners. The senior from Highland comes back, and the breaking ball struck him out. Good pitch. So one away. Ryan Griffin will check in here now for Lutheran.
Now batting, number 15, Ryan Griffin.
Lions have plated four runs on one hit so far today. Pitch on the way, runners go, throw down to third, not in time. Everybody moves up, double steal. So a couple in scoring position now. Griffin can make it a 6-2 game if he can find a gap. Back on the air with you Thursday, Resurrection Christian in Eaton. Reds number one in the state in the 3A ranks, of course, defending state champions. Pitch to the plate is waved at and missed. One ball, one strike, one out here, bottom of the third inning in Kersey. 4-2, Lutheran over the Highland Huskies. But Lutheran threatening to expand that lead here in the third. Five deals, fastball up and away, two balls into strike here. After Griffin, it's back to the top of the order and Drew McNear. Five hit batters and one, two, three walks for Sawyer Fye today. That one's inside with a breaking pitch. 3-1. First base open here. Seems like the Lions have had the bases loaded all morning. Fye at the belt again. Runners aren't going anywhere. 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball down low. So they are loaded with one out here.
9.
It's the 11th hitter for the Lions today to reach base without getting a hit. Five hit batters, four walks, two errors. And now time called. I think they lost a baseball down the line right there. Lions will play the Platte Valley Broncos here today at 11:30, half hour between games. Chad Gettman's team will jump back on and try to pick up a win today after going 3-3 yesterday against the Academy. Pitch on the way is roped into left field. That should get home a pair. Around third base here and heading to the plate. Throw is cut off, and you've got a 6-2 game on a two-run single by Drew McNear. So Morgan and Sorensen cross the plate. Griffin is going to stop at second base. So two on and one out. 6-2 Lutheran. I'm sorry, 6-3 Lutheran. No, it is 6-2. I should have. Seldomly am I right, but I was right that time. It is 6-2. All right, so runners at first and second here. Back to the plate, and the pitch is in for a strike. Letting Sawyer Fye. My guess is this will be it for Sawyer after the third inning, but we'll see. One in the first, three in the second, two in the third for the number three team in the state in the 3A ranks, the Lutheran Lions. Pitch on the way, fouled away right side. Lions up from the Metro League, of course. Taking on the Mile High League today in the Highland Huskies. Huskies at number 4 in the state in the 2A ranks. Denver Christian is 11. They're out of the Mile High as well. Dayspring Christian, too. Mark Welch's team is, they'll play 1A baseball at the end, though. They'll jump down to 1A for postseason. So they rank them in the 1A class, and they're number 4 in 1A. All those teams residing in this Mile High, though. All right, ball and two strikes here to Tanner Ray, the catcher. Runners start to go. Little dribbler down to first. DJ's going to pick it up. Rogers will go to the bag, tag out the runner there. So a three unassisted. Moves everybody up 90 feet. Griffin goes to third. McNear to second.
Number 16, Dorian Pacheco.
And Dorian Pacheco will come to the plate here for the Lions in the bottom of the third inning. 6-2 Lutheran. But a chance here. Boy, a base hit here could make it 8-2. Big hitter for the Huskies to stay in this one right now. Fi at the belt, comes back to the plate, and the pitch is right down Main Street. It's no balls and a strike here. Two outs, bottom of the third, 6-2 Lions. Fi set to go again. The senior lefty comes back to the plate, and the pitch. Ground ball to shortstop. Jordan Walkup's going to have to wait, pick it up, drop it, and run's going to score. It's an error. He'll throw back to third. They're coming to the plate now. The throw there, they got him. So they get a run on the error. In to score is Griffin, but then they get McNear at the plate. And we are done with three innings of baseball out here in Kersey. Lutheran Lions, a 7-2 advantage over the Highland Huskies. We'll come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we head to the fourth inning out here in Kersey. Preps Radio's Saturday game of the week. Highland Huskies and the Lutheran Lions here, and it's been, well, let's just say it hadn't been pretty. 7-2 after three innings, the Lutheran Lions in front here. Huskies will have 7, 8, 9. Sawyer Morgan, DJ Rogers, Lane Stevens.
Getting off the top of the fourth for the Huskies. Number 17, Sawyer Morgan.
Bottom of the order for the Huskies here has done most of the hitting. Well, Jordan Walkup had the two-run shot in the first, of course. But the other two hits, the 7 and 8 hitters. And here's Sawyer Morgan promptly going to right field again. He had, talking to him the other day, he said, God, I'd love to go oppo, and he does twice today already. He's singled to right. So Sawyer's at first, and here's DJ.
Number 12, DJ Rogers.
Rogers singled his first time as well. Fourth hit now for the Huskies. They've out-hit the Lions 4-2, but they trail 7-2. All right, Rogers jumps in here. Pitch on the way to him is fouled off against the backstop. It's no balls and a strike here. DJ came into the ball game today. 7 for 13. 8 ribbies and 7 hits. Been very efficient at the plate. Runner does not go. Pitches up and out. So it's a ball and a strike here to the freshman first baseman for the Huskies. Freshman left fielder's on at first. a senior lefty deals, and that one is on the outside corner. And it's a ball and two strikes. Lane Stevens waits out on deck, the right fielder for the Huskies. First meeting between these two teams, and right now Lutheran owning the five-run lead. Pitch is fouled back against the screen again. So a ball and two strikes here. Top of the fourth inning in Kersey. Platte Valley tournament game here between the Lutheran Lions and the Highland Huskies. Brown comes back, breaking ball waved at and missed, and down he goes. So Rogers strikes out, one away, just chased the curveball that time. Lane Stevens, who struck out his first time, will come to the plate here. It's the seventh strikeout for Brown. He's walked a couple, hit a couple, given up a home run and three singles. But the good thing on his dial so far is he hasn't been beaten up in any inning. And he has, as we said, he struck out seven. All right, set to go is Brown, and deals, and it's up and away. It's a ball, no strikes. Jaden Brown, 5.83 ERA coming in. Trying to bring that down a little bit today in Kersey. 2-0 here to Stevens. Comes back, and that one's in for a strike. So two balls and a strike. Rockies and Dodgers tonight, 6:10 first pitch. Congratulations again to our very own Jerry Schemmel for getting back and going with the Rockies again. He and Jack Corrigan doing the play-by-play on the radio for the Rockies this year. That one's up and out. So three balls and a strike here. Sawyer Fye back at the top of the order, out on deck here for the Huskies. Set to go again. That one swung on and missed. Took something off of it. Three balls and two strikes. This is a big one for Jaden Brown. Try to keep that lead here. Comes back 3-2, and the pitch waved at and missed, and down he goes. Throw back down to first. Boy, couldn't turn in time to get Sawyer Morgan diving back to the bag. But back-to-back strikeouts, it's the eighth K. 11 outs recorded by Jaden Brown, 8 of them strikeouts. And Sawyer Fye is one of those. He's walked and struck out in the game, and that pitch sails inside. It's a ball and no strikes. Huskies lost in the final 8 last year in the single elimination 2A tournament against Buena Vista. Back to the plate, and that one sails inside. Two balls, no strikes here. Huskies 6-0 on the year, 1-0 in the Mile High. Set to go again, pitch on the way, and that one's in for a strike. So 2-1, two outs here, top of the fourth inning, 7-2 Lutheran. Jaden Brown, the lefty, kicks and deals, fastball way inside. And it's 3-1. That moved Sawyer Fye back off the plate. Sawyer Morgan still sitting over there at first. Led off the inning with a base hit, but they haven't moved him around yet. Pitch down low in the dirt. That's ball four. So now he'll go to second. Two on for the Huskies, but Brown, if he can get out of this inning. Again, he's had traffic in every inning.
Number one. Jordan.
But the only damage, the two-run home run, the second batter of the game in Jordan Walkup. And now he gets a visit to the mound, and let's see. I think he stays for a little bit. He's in a spot where if he can use the strikeouts, he struck out 8 hitters today. Well, we're going to get a pitching change. I take that back. We're going to step aside for a second. A pitching change will be gone for about 60 seconds here. We'll come back in a moment. This timeout is brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's the Sportsman's Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the Greeley Mall East Building, Highway 34 and 23rd Avenue, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Great deals on thousands of new and used firearms, ammo, knives, accessories, women's defense products, and much more. Our dealers buy, sell, and trade. Plus, $50 CCW classes will be held on Saturday and Sunday. We'll have a free gun giveaway on Sunday, courtesy of Modern Arms and Optics. Must be present to win. For more info, visit PEShows.com. Join Harsh Outdoors at the PE Gun Shows April 9th and 10th at the Greeley Mall East Building, Highway 34 and 23rd Avenue. We'll be featuring Black Rifle Coffee, Sig Sauer Air Products, Willie Pete's Chocolate, and a few of our off-road vehicles. If you can't make it to the show, come see us in Eaton, Colorado on Highway 85. Our football field-size showroom and store is packed full of the latest from Sig Sauer, EasyGo, Textron Off-Road, Arctic Cat, Husqvarna Power, and much more. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, Saturday, 8 to 3. For more info, visit harshoutdoors.com.
.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
All right, we think we have who the pitcher is. I'm not sure who decided, who put these uniforms together for Lutheran, but they put purple numbers on black uniforms. They are almost impossible to see. We think this is sophomore Asher Clark. He looks like a young kid out there, so let's see if indeed it is. Let's see what we got for him. Asher Clark, no record, fourth appearance.
Now at the pitch for the Lions, number two, Asher Clark.
Six innings, given up just one hit. He struck out seven, so the numbers are good. Four walks. He would fit right into today's game if he walks a couple here. Let's see. Huskies with two on and two out here. Pitch on the way. Good pitch in for a strike. So let's see what the sophomore can do the rest of the way here. Inherits a couple of base runners and two outs, but that's it for the left-handed senior, Jaden Brown. Walk up at the plate, home run, two-run shot, his first of the year in the first inning. Walked and stole a base in the third. That one is up in the zone. So it's a ball and a strike here. Two outs, 7-2 Lions. Huskies would love to get a couple back right here. Jordan waits, pitch to the plate, is off speed, it's in for a strike, outside corner, and a bluff from Tanner Ray, the catcher, down to first base. So it's 1-2, seen a good curveball already from the sophomore Asher Clark. Walk up waits, a ball and two strikes. Clark, the sophomore, is waving off his catcher, Tanner Ray. And now they're going to have a word about it. So Ray's going to go out. Ray's a junior behind the dish. And that's a good thing for a pitcher and a catcher just to stay on the same page. If there's any confusion, walk out and talk about it. So ball and two strikes. Thank you to my good friends, AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Total Car Care, too. Transmissions, brakes, maintenance, they'll do it all for you. Pitch to the plate here, and he missed it all the way to the backstop. So runners move up. Second and third now with two outs, and the Huskies in a good spot to climb back into the baseball game. And one of their best hitters at the dish. Jordan Walkup. Talking about my friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Got a big motorhome or sprinter van. Loveland's the place you want to go. They've got those big, deep bays. They can take care of your all of your front-end work over there. That pitch missed, so it's a full count to Walkup here. That new Loveland shop for AMCO of Loveland right across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower. So that same great customer service you always get in Fort Collins, same expert service. They got that in Loveland for you. Ball down low in the dirt, and they're loaded here. So still for the Lions here, and it's been this way every inning, except for the home run. Somehow they've gotten out of all these jams. Now do they do it again here in the fourth? Let's see. Mason Polk and Caleb Polk. Base is loaded here for the Huskies in the top half of the fourth inning. Keith Juarez in his 12th year coaching this club, having a word with Mason Polk. Now he's going back to his station down in the third base coaching box. Asher Clark at the belt. Now there go the runners, and he's got a runner in a rundown. They throw back to second. Did they get him? They got him before the run scores from third. And that is it, as the Huskies run themselves out of the inning in the fourth inning. No runs, a hit, a walk, two walks, and a single in the inning, but nothing to show for it. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Kersey. 7-2, Lutheran in front. This timeout's brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
When you think home improvement, you think Steamway floor to ceiling. When you think cleaning, you absolutely should think Steamway floor to ceiling. We specialize in carpet, tile, granite, and duct cleaning. Family owned and operated for almost 50 years, Steamway Floor to Ceiling's professional cleaning services will keep your castle looking brand new. One great company, two great services. Call 353-0133 and talk to one of our talented consultants, or check us out online at steamwayftc.com.
Hey, how does this sound? A&W's juicy signature Papa Burger, crispy, golden fried onion rings, and the zing of spicy Papa sauce for dipping. We'd say that has a nice ring to it. The Papa Burger and onion rings combo, always at your local A&W.
Stop by today and get your delicious Papa Burger combo at A&W in Eaton, located just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. A&W Eaton. Limited time only. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, we go to the bottom of the fourth inning out here. Sawyer Fye is still on the hill here for the Highland Huskies, down 7-2. It'll be Luke Byler, Brady Webb, Eli Morgan for the Lions. They will go 4, 5, and 6 here in the fourth inning. Don't forget, tune in with us. Clark and the coach coming up Monday. Bruce Dick's back in town after running out to the Final Four in New Orleans, so good to have him back. And we'll be talking all sorts of stuff. We'll be talking baseball. We'll be talking Masters on Monday, so should be a fun day. Back on the air and Preps Radio Baseball on Thursday, Resurrection Christian, number 6 team in the latest coaches poll, but my guess is they'll drop a little bit. Brush beat them 21-7 the other day at Res. We had it. Here's the pitch from Fye, and he's hit five batters, and that one sails over the head of Luke Byler all the way to the backstop. All right, set to go again. Here's the look and the pitch. That's up and out. So two balls and no strikes now. Thought maybe the three innings for Sawyer Fye might do it, but he's back out for the fourth here. Two balls and no strikes. Fye comes back, fastball fouled away, right side out of play. 7-2, Lions lead. They average 11 runs a game, so they're on it. Both teams hitting right around 400. Highland at 405, Lions are at 393. Pitch on the way, ground ball to shortstop, backhanded. Jordan Walkup, he's a terrific shortstop. Throws him out there and there's one away. He does have an error in the ball game, but he's a smooth shortstop, no doubt about it. Brady Webb will come up now.
Now batting, number 7, Brady Webb.
So Webb with Eli Morgan out on deck. Webb, he is 0-for-1, hit by a pitch and then popped out in the second inning. Fye deals, fastball down low, dug out by Nathan Juarez there. Anybody coming out to the ballpark today, 11:30, the home team out here, the Platte Valley Broncos, will take on these same Lutheran Lions. This one's popped up. Walk up, shallow, well, it's not even going to get to the grass. This is on the infield, and Jordan puts it away. So quickly, two outs and easily the best inning so far for Sawyer Fye. Don't want to jinx him. But that's two up, two down. We have not, I'm sure. No, not even close to having a three up, three down inning today. This could be it. Eli Morgan, who's 0-for-2, bounced out to third, then hit a ground ball to Mason Polk at third, and he threw wildly to first. So 0-for-2, but he was on an error and did score. Fye deals, and that's in for a strike. Looking for a quick fourth inning is the senior lefty, Sawyer Fye. McDowell. Yeah, they got a hitter in here, so Landon McDowell, he's a senior, 6 foot, 165 pounds, so McDowell from Morgan. And pitch to him, misses. Two balls and a strike here. Two out, nobody on. Bottom of the fourth inning in Kersey. 7-2, Lutheran leads Highland. Fi comes back and the lefty deals. Swing and a miss. Took something off of it and it's 2-2. Seven and one for the Lions, trying to go to 8-1. They've not lost to a 3A team. The only loss was to 5A Cherokee Trail. Ground ball to first. DJ, can he get there? No. It's a base hit. Hopping up over the bag and down the right field line. McDowell's going to second with a stand-up double. So two-out double for the Lions and Chance Sorensen. Nope, he's not going to hit either. Is that 11? Did it? No, it is him. That's right. Chance is getting to the plate. We're all looking at these numbers going, what is that?
Number 11, Chase Sorensen.
All right, Chase Sorensen in the pitch all the way off the top of the glove into the backstop. McDowell will go to third. C-H-A-C-E for Chase Sorensen. One ball, no strikes here. Two outs, bottom of the fourth. Five-run advantage, Lutheran. Trying to expand it here with a runner 90 feet away. Pitch popped up right side, should go foul and will. Lane Stevens, the right fielder, took a look at it, but it's way out of his reach. So a ball and a strike, two outs here. Don't forget, when we're done, the Alt Feed Mill post-game show, we'll get our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game and our Journey Homes play of the game, and that one's in for a strike. Journey Homes, over 10,000 homes along the Front Range. Carl Tarango, Larry Buckendorf, just knocking it out of the park. Northern Colorado's largest builder, 26 years out here. Still a couple of spots left in the Promontory subdivision that they've got out here in West Greeley. That one misses outside. So two balls and two strikes. Runner at third, two outs, bottom of the fourth inning. Lions a 7-2 advantage against Highland Huskies. Fi comes set at the belt, 2-2 pitch, lined foul. Stays two balls and two strikes here. Alt Feed Mill, no matter the size of your ranching operation, Alt Feed Mill has the food to keep your animals fat and happy. I probably need to go there because that sounds like me. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. Fi comes back, 2-2 breaking ball, chop back to the box. Sawyer's going to turn and throw him out at first base, and that'll do it for the Lions in the fourth inning. Good inning for the senior, Sawyer Fi. No runs a hit, they leave one. We'll go to the fifth inning here in Kersey, 7-2, Lions in front. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we're happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back out here to Kersey, Colorado, and this game has been called, remember, tournament games out here have time limits. The drop dead is 2 hours in a game. They just stop it right there, but anything after an hour and a half, we're told, They will not have to start a new inning, and they'll figure they probably would here, so they don't. Game is called, and the Lutheran Lions in four innings beat the Highland Huskies here today by a final score of 7-2. We get to the Alt Feed Mill post-game show. Feed Mill equipment, supplies, and service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. That number to call 970-834-2132. So set it up for you. 7-2 win for Lutheran. The Lions on the year, they go to 8-1 on the year. It's a non-conference win for the number three team in the 3A ranks. It is their seventh win in a row. For the Huskies, they dropped their first game of the year, 6-1 now for Keith Juarez's team. A non-conference game for them as well, of course, the number four team in the state in the 2A ranks. So Highland and Lutheran, their first meeting between the two schools. It goes to Lutheran 7-2 today here in Kersey. We're going to come back with more of the Alt Feed Mill postgame show here in a moment, and we'll get to our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game, and we'll get our Journey Homes Play of the Game. We'll get all that when we come back here on the Alt Feed Mill postgame show in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
For better than 40 years, AAMCO of Fort Collins has been a trusted name in car repair in northern Colorado. Now you can get that same expertise and unmatched customer service in Loveland. You can count on AAMCO of Loveland's certified techs to fix your car right the first time, every time. From transmissions to alignments or any of your total car care needs, and the best warranty in the business, contact Dave at the Loveland store today by calling 667-3006. Just across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower, that's AAMCO of Loveland.
CNH Solutions in Alt prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit cnhsolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Alt, a proud sponsor of Highland Huskies Athletics.
Daryl, Todd, Colton, Allen, Ellie, Troy. To you, these may just be names, but to many, these are the names of people who have helped their post-op recovery, blood flow restriction therapy, or helped with sports medicine. These are the physical therapists at Proactive Physical Therapy in Eaton and Greeley. They welcome you to recover the right way. Proactive Physical Therapy, providing the highest quality, evidence-based orthopedic physical therapy and sports medicine in northern Colorado. Learn more at proactivecolorado.com.
When you think home improvement, you think Steamway floor to ceiling. When you think cleaning, you absolutely should think Steamway floor to ceiling. We specialize in carpet, tile, granite, and duct cleaning. Family owned and operated for almost 50 years, Steamway Floor to Ceiling's professional cleaning services will keep your castle looking brand new. One great company, two great services. Call 353-0133 and talk to one of our talented consultants, or check us out online at steamwayftc.com.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we're happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
For over 40 years, AAMCO of Fort Collins has been Northern Colorado's leader in transmission and vehicle repair. You can count on AAMCO's certified technicians to diagnose and fix your car right the first time.
From transmissions to brakes and alignments to scheduled maintenance, AAMCO does it all with the best warranty in the business. So for your total car care needs, give Lance a call at 226-4477 and schedule an appointment today. AAMCO of Fort Collins is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back here to Kersey, Colorado, the All-Feed Mill postgame show. Hard to pick a Norfolk Iron Metal player of the game today. A lot of different places to go for the Lutheran Lions. Just going to give it to the starting pitcher, Jaden Brown. What do you have, 8 strikeouts in 3 innings today, so... pretty nice job on the hill in a 7-2 victory. He goes to 2-0 on the season. He is our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. Norfolk Iron and Metal wants to see all Northern Colorado athletes succeed. Very proud to be part of this community. So 7-2 game today for the Lutheran Lions, a shortened hour-and-a-half game here in Kersey today. If you need to get out to the ballpark today, do it. The sun's coming out here in Kersey. Should be a great rest of the morning and afternoon. It'll be Platte Valley and Lutheran next. They said 11:30, but my guess is they may crank that one out before 11:30 since we're done a half an hour early. So I don't think they're going to wait an hour to play, but we'll see. So get on out here and take in some high school baseball this afternoon. The Huskies will play Wiggins at 2 o'clock here. So you've got all kinds of baseball coming up today out here at a great facility on the Platte Valley High School campus. All right, we'll step aside for a second. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. We'll get our Journey Homes play of the game. Do that when we come back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eden, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eden is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
CNH Solutions in Alt prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit CNHSolutions.com or call 970-834-2245. 47. That's CNH Solutions in Alt, a proud sponsor of Highland Huskies Athletics.
It's the Sportsman's Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the Greeley Mall East Building, Highway 34 and 23rd Avenue, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Great deals on thousands of new and used firearms, ammo, knives, accessories, women's defense products, and much more. Our dealers buy, sell, and trade. Plus, $50 CCW classes will be held on Saturday and Sunday. We'll have a free gun giveaway on Sunday, courtesy of Modern Arms and Optics. Must be present to win. For more info, visit peshows.com.
Join Harsh Outdoors at the P.E. Gun Shows April 9th and 10th at the Greeley Mall East Building, Highway 34 and 23rd Avenue. We'll be featuring Black Rifle Coffee, Sig Sauer Air Products, Willie Pete's Chocolate, and a few of our off-road vehicles. If you can't make it to the show, come see us in Eaton, Colorado on Highway 85. Our football field-size showroom and store is packed full of the latest from Sig Sauer, EasyGo, Textron Off-Road, Arctic Cat, Husqvarna Power, and much more. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, Saturday, 8 to 3. For more info, visit harshoutdoors.com.
Hi there, this is Longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
In 2015, Alliance Irrigation brought top-notch service to Northern Colorado. Alliance Irrigation has 4 locations in 3 states, so you can say our experience in irrigation is well-rounded, not to mention being a Rinky dealer since 1992. We pride ourselves in customer relationships. We are here to be a part of your community. Give Alliance Irrigation a call at 970-353-1621. Alliance Irrigation is rapidly growing and looking to expand our team. Come by and fill out an application at 206 Hill Street in Kersey, or or give Mario a call at 970-616-2451.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Kersey, Colorado, as we wrap up the all-female postgame show. Let's go to our Journey Homes play of the game. Second batter of today's game, Jordan Walkup for the Highland Huskies, the senior shortstop. Boy, is he a good shortstop, too. He just plowed one over the left field fence, gave the Huskies an early 2-0 lead. However, the Lions came back and scored seven on them to win 7-2, but loved it. Big play of the game. Our Journey Homes play of the game, the Jordan Walkup home run. His first round tripper of the season, the second for the Huskies. Brought to you by Journey Homes. 26 years now in the Front Range, over 10,000 homes, folks. Larry and Carl, the gang out there, give them a call today. And to still some spots out in everything that Journey Homes is throwing out there is selling like hotcakes. But they've still got some spots in the Promontory subdivision out in West Greeley. So give them a call today and get your dreams all settled. That dream come true, that dream home. Get it at Journey Homes. Our Journey Homes play of the game again, the Jordan Walkup home run. All right, let's see. Monday, Clark and the coach, Bruce and I will be on at 11 o'clock talking all sorts of stuff. Major League Baseball, high school baseball, like always. We'll talk Masters on Monday. And then, of course, Thursday, we go back to the Diamond. It'll be Resurrection Christian and the Eaton Reds out in Eaton. That should do it for today out here. Thank you to Michael Kirkpatrick back in the studio for knocking it out of the park. I'm Clark Johnson. Everybody, hug your kids. Be safe out there. Final score again today from Kersey. It was Lutheran 7 and Highland 2. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.